Good morning. It's Saturday, 7th of November. Today I'm going to read to you from an exhortation that was given by Brother Harry Tennant. In this exhortation, he refers to all three of today's readings. I read, "There are times in our daily readings when, as we finish the chapters, we sigh over the infinite mercy of God and the unregenerate wickedness of some of his people. It seems unbelievable that man could be so perverse, and all to his own destruction. As we reach the end of the chronicles of the kingdom of God in the Old Testament, the comment on his people's behaviour is inevitable. 'And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, and despised his words, and misused his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord arose against his people, till there was no remedy," or, as the margin says, healing. That's from 2 Chronicles 36, verses 15 and 16. Through the prophets who were so misused and despised, God also revealed the fundamental problem. "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land." That comes from Hosea chapter 4 and verse 1. Knowledge of God and his word were seriously deficient in these people who marked the end of their generation in both Judah and Israel. We are nearing the end of a generation and have to heed the advice given to the early disciples to save yourselves from this untoward generation. There is something about human nature which, despite frequent and clear warning, presses on in its foolishness, hasting towards an inevitable destruction. The situation was no different in the first century, when the apostle called the Ephesian elders to meet him at Miletus. His message was grave and serious. "Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears." That's from Acts 20 and verse 31. Paul, like his master, warned the believers of his day about the dangers that lay ahead for them. They could never say they had not been warned. So it is with us. The last days are vividly described, and we know that our generation fits the description. Let us note part of the warning. "Watch and remember," said Paul. The word "watch" comes from a word which speaks of being aroused from sleep, a theme common in Paul's writings. Brother Harry now refers us to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 6 to 9, and Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. We cannot say we have not been warned, nor can we claim that we do not know that one of the high risk factors is that we shall fall asleep, be unconscious of what is going on. It was exactly that situation that befell the apostles in Gethsemane, though doubtless they had more reason for the failure than we could adduce. "Watch and pray," warned Jesus, "lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." There are 3 points to note, says Brother Harry. One we can do nothing about. The other two lie within our powers. The weakness of our flesh, watchfulness, and prayer. Finally, Brother Harry refers us to Revelation 3, verse 3, about which he says, "Watching and remembrance are once more linked together. We cannot remember what we do not know. We ought to know. It is what we have received and heard. That is what we remember." Let us then not forget as we await the day of the coming of the Lord. Thank you for listening.